Санкт-Петербург. Тексты и упражнения. Автор Марина Анатольевна Гацкевич.
St. Petersburg. Texts and exercises. Author Марина Анатольевна Гацкевич. The History of St. Petersburg. 1,500 years ago, the territory of today's St. Petersburg and the adjacent lands were inhabited by different tribes. They were Vod, Izhora, and Karela. Then, in the middle of the 8th century, Slavic tribes came to these lands. In the 10th century, these lands became part of Kievan Russia. The geographic location of these lands was very convenient. The major trade route lay across the Gulf of Finland, along the Neva and Lake Ladoga. That route was called From the Varangians to the Greeks. That trade route linked northern Russia to southern, and the Baltic lands and Scandinavia to Byzantium. In the 12th century, Kievan Russia broke up. These lands became a constituent of the rich Novgorod feudal republic. From the 13th to the 16th centuries, Sweden attempted to capture these lands. The Novgorodians tried to protect their lands. In 1323, they built the fortress of Arishik, but soon this fortress was captured by the Swedes. In 1617, the Swedes constructed the fortress of the Nyenshans at the mouth of the river Okhta. Thus, Russia was cut off from the Baltic Sea. The Baltic Sea was an important waterway leading to the countries of Western Europe. In 1700, the war between Russia and Sweden for the age-old Russian lands, for an outlet to the Baltic, began. We know this war as the Northern War. The Northern War lasted 21 years. It ended in 1721 with Russia's victory. The beginning of the war wasn't successful, but the fortress Notberg, former Arishik, was captured by the Russian army on the 11th of October in 1702. In May of 1703, the important strategic point was captured by the Russian army. It was the Nyenshans fortress. The window to Europe was opened, and Peter the Great ordered the construction of a fortress. The foundation stone of the city was laid by Peter the First on the 16th of May, the 27th of May by new style, in 1703 on Zaichi Island. The city began as a fortress and a port. Peter the First decided to move the capital from Moscow to St. Petersburg. In 1712, St. Petersburg was declared the new capital of Russia. The new city went up very fast. Peter the First ordered to build houses along the streets according to the plan and not at random. The Tsar himself supervised the construction of the new city. The best architects, sculptors, and artists created it. And some 20 to 30 years later, it would compare with Europe's largest cities. St. Petersburg received the poetic name of Northern Venice, thanks to its remarkable architectural ensembles. At present, St. Petersburg is one of the most beautiful cities in the world.